This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker today says he's excited his friend, a fellow Midwestern Democratic governor, is the party's vice presidential nominee. My colleague Alex Degman reports Pritzker was in the running to be on the ticket with Vice President Kamala Harris, but now says he'll do everything he can to get Harris and Tim Walz elected. Pritzker says the vetting process to be Harris's running mate was long and grueling. He's happy to stay put.
I was very torn during this process about being a participant in it, not because I don't support Kamala Harris. I do 1,000%, and I will be out there campaigning for her at every turn. But this job that I'm doing now, that we're making a big difference.
Pritzker says he's not contemplating a cabinet position should Harris win the election. He also hasn't said whether he wants to run for Illinois governor a third time in 2026. The Illinois State Board of Education is launching an ad campaign to recruit more teachers around the state. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports Board Superintendent Tony Sanders says the current shortage of teachers is alarming. He says it's especially felt in areas like special education and bilingual education.
We have about 4,000 unfilled teaching positions, which means that students will be showing up to school oftentimes with a substitute teacher, or an individual who's not yet fully qualified to be a teacher in the state of Illinois.
The Board of Education hopes the campaign will recruit more teachers and support staff to the profession. Sanders says the goal is to build up and retain a new generation of teaching professionals. The $6 million campaign is funded by federal COVID relief money. It will run through January. The U.S. women's soccer team has secured a spot in the gold medal match at the Paris Olympics. The team defeated Germany 1-0 today thanks to an extra time goal from Sophia Smith. The team features two Chicago Red Stars, forward Mallory Swanson and goalkeeper Alyssa Nair. Swanson assisted on today's winning goal and Nair posted a clean sheet. They're going to face the winner of the match between Brazil and Spain, and the gold medal match is Saturday, 10 in the morning Chicago time. And the Bears are in preseason play, but a behind-the-scenes look at this year's team will debut tonight as part of HBO's Hard Knocks documentary series. About 400 hours of footage from practices, meetings, and the players' lives off the field could bring a bit more national fandom. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Bears' locker room has been abuzz with excitement.
It's going to be interesting to see how the players react in the next couple of days when we get to talk to them, what they thought of it. And will be interesting to see how they are thinking about, you know, how they're perceived, how they're not perceived. Do they catch some moments that they don't want to have caught?
The Bears are coming off a disappointing 7-10 season, and Ray Stout says they are gaining momentum with new talent, including number one draft pick Caleb Williams at quarterback. Weather, a cloudy, breezy day today, temperature hanging around 70 degrees, and then clearing and breezy tonight, maybe a few sprinkles, a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, sunshine, breezy, high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.